In this video, we will talk about becoming confident, not hardened. After relational hurt, many women feel pulled in two directions. One direction says, close your heart, do not trust anyone, do not need anyone, do not hope for love. The other direction says, find someone quickly, prove you are wanted, let attention heal the ache. Neither path leads to true freedom. Hardness may feel powerful for a while, but it often hides fear. Desperation may feel hopeful for a while, but it often hides loneliness. Christ-centered confidence is different. Confidence says, I am loved in Christ. I can stand with self-respect. I can relate to men with wisdom. I can be warm without being naive. I can be hopeful without rushing. I can be beautiful without begging to be noticed. I can be open to love without making marriage my savior. That is God-designed womanhood, growing stronger. This kind of confidence does not hate men. It does not idolize men. It does not fear men. It does not chase men. It does not pretend all men are the same. It learns to discern. A trustworthy man will not pressure you to ignore your children's well-being. He will not mock your boundaries. He will not use scripture to control you. He will not make you feel guilty for moving slowly. He will not demand sexual access as proof of love. He will not isolate you from wise counsel. A healthy man will respect your motherhood, honor your pace, welcome accountability, show consistency, practice humility, and grow in responsibility. But this topic is not only about future dating or marriage. It is also about how you carry yourself now. You can speak calmly to an ex when communication is necessary. You can refuse conversations that become manipulative. You can receive appropriate kindness from good men without suspicion or fantasy. You can notice attraction without panic. You can enjoy being a woman without shame. You can care for your body with honor. You can let Christ restore warmth where hurt tried to create ice. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Your weakness is not the end of your confidence. It may become the place where Christ strengthens you most deeply. Healing does not mean you become the woman you were before the hurt. Sometimes healing means you become wiser, deeper, more peaceful, more discerning, and more rooted in Jesus. You are not called to be hardened. You are called to be whole in Christ. Reflection question. Where do you sense the temptation to become hardened or desperate instead of confident? Gentle next step. Write a confident statement that begins, with Christ's help, I can be warm, wise, and